The Shriver Hall Concert Series is opening their 2013-2014 season on Sunday, October the 6th at 5:30 p.m. And very exciting this year, they have increased the number of concerts from 8 to 9. And starting things off is Misha Maisky, the cellist, who has been on the series before, but excitingly he's going to be joined by his daughter Lily Maisky as the pianist. And here to talk to us about this is the Shriver Hall Concert Series Executive Director Stephen Jacobson. How lovely to welcome you back. Thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure to be here, Judith.
This is wonderful, this whole daughter-father thing. You know, I'm thinking of people like Pamela and Claude Frank. You wonder about the dynamic of something like that, and yet the musicality that seems to come out of these is just so extraordinary, for obvious reasons, I suppose.
Sure, another example would be Jonathan Biss and his mother violinist Miriam Fried, and there's just sort of a synergy that happens when family members who have grown up listening to each other play together. There's sort of an instinctive knowing and compassion in the music making that's really unique. And I'm sure that'll be the case with Misha and Lily Maisky as well.
I'm interested in the second half of the program, and I'd like to start there if you don't mind, just because it feeds into Misha Maisky's background, all of these Russian romances. What a really fascinating series to present for us.
Absolutely. And this program follows a CD that he recently released called Vocalise, with Lily Maisky playing piano. That, of course, the name is taken from Rachmaninoff's Vocalise, which will be on this program. But it explores the Russian romance style. And it's a really interesting style of music that is so well suited for the cello, because the cello, of course, most closely represents the human voice. And these are works that are very vocal, very expressive. And it's interesting that Misha Maisky studied cello with Gregor Piatigorsky, who is the cellist that this concert is named for as well, because Gregor Piatigorsky really took works that were written for voice and other instruments and arranged them, and was one of the first people to do this and really concertize works that he had arranged for cello and piano. So Misha follows in his footsteps and does the same in this program. And it explores works from Mussorgsky to Rubinstein to Rachmaninoff, and it'll be a really fascinating program.
Starting out with Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata, and another very, very interesting work, given that it is, you know, named for an instrument that doesn't really exist anymore.
Sure, but the connection is so strong because, of course, Schubert might be best known for, along with his symphonies and chamber music, his vocal music, and the Arpeggione just works so well for cello because it is just such magnificent vocal writing again. And then starting the program is a set of variations by Beethoven on a theme that he took from Mozart's Magic Flute. So it's really a vocal recital played on cello, and there is no better cellist than Misha Maisky to do this. His vibrato and his tone is just so human-like. It's really quite extraordinary.
You were mentioning that he studied with Piatigorsky, also, of course, with Rostropovich. So what a wonderful pedigree, and what a wonderful way for you to be able to open the series. This is cellist Misha Maisky with his daughter Lily Maisky as the pianist. She's making her series debut. And this is coming up on Sunday, October the 6th, 5:30 p.m. in Shriver Hall on the Johns Hopkins Homewood campus. For more information, the web address is shriverconcerts.org. I've been speaking to the series executive director, Stephen Jacobson. Thank you so much, and what a wonderful way to start the series.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you at the concert hall.